This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Good morning, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And since it's first day of school for Pittsburgh Public Schools and other school systems, we have an educational segment here to share. Paul, we're going to take you to an exhibit, and we welcome, and you can see, by the way, our guests on our live stream presented by Metropolitan Window Company at kdkradio.com. And we welcome Dr. Diane Bainan-Landers and also David Schofield, who's the director of Meadowcroft Rock Shelter and Historic Village, one of the coolest places around, and associated with the Heinz History Center, which, by the way, is in a Smithsonian affiliate. And we know, after all the years talking to President and CEO Andy Masick, how proud we are of Heinz History Center. So, Dr. Landers, and welcome, David Schofield. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning.
So, for those that can't see on the radio, you are standing near it looks like a rock formation. Where exactly are you?
We're inside the excavation at the Meadowcroft Rock Shelter, the oldest site of human habitation in North America. We have evidence here of people camping right here at this site 19,000 years ago.
The original Yinzers.
That's right.
So when was this discovered? Because it's been a while. But this is one of the coolest places around for people who have not been yet.
Yeah, the site was discovered back in 1955 by the property owner, a guy by the name of Albert Miller, who was a farmer, but the local historian, amateur archaeologist. He knew that his site was probably used by Native people, and he found a groundhog hole that contained some artifacts, and he enlarged that hole, found more, and decided this should be done professionally. So he contacted some professional archaeologists, and in 1973, the excavation began by the University of Pittsburgh. And Dr. Landers was part of that excavation.
So for our listeners who are unfamiliar with where this is, but lay it out the land for us.
Well, we're in Washington County, just outside the town of Avella. So about 35 miles from where you guys are sitting.
So, Dr. Landers, what have we learned about the people who inhabited this site all those years ago, 19,000 years ago?
One of the most important things about Meadowcroft is that it changed the way archaeologists thought about how people and when people entered into North America from across the Bering Land Bridge. And when I was a young student in graduate school, we were taught that people could not have been in North America until after the glaciers melted away 11,000 years ago. Well, when Meadowcroft was starting to be excavated in the 1970s, we started uncovering layers deeper and older and older. And with the radiocarbon dates and the artifacts that we found together, we were able to start to talk about the peopling of North America as early as 20,000 years ago, with evidence here at Meadowcroft at 19,000 years ago. So it revolutionized the way archaeologists thought about North American archaeology.
Well, what kind of objects are we talking about? Artifacts?
Yeah, what'd you find?
Many different kinds of artifacts, mostly the type of artifacts that were spear points or projectile points, artifacts that were used for scraping hides, artifacts that were used for processing animal remains, because this site was used as a temporary stopping off place, usually in the fall and in the spring, as the hunter and gatherers made their migratory route around the Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Ohio area.
Do we know where these people came from? You mentioned the Bering Strait and how people inhabited North America, and it seemed earlier than they originally thought. Where did these people come from?
Well, from the type of tools that we found here at Meadowcroft, we can compare them to the type of tools that have been found on archaeological sites in Siberia and China at an earlier date and time. So we have a pretty good feel for the fact that the people here in Meadowcroft came from people who came over the original Bering Straits at the middle and to the end of the last ice age.
I got to tell you, watching and seeing where you are on our live stream, I feel like this is sort of a Jurassic Park moment. But people love to visit. Meadowcroft has been such an educational resource for so long. And you just had a sold-out tour yesterday, right?
That's right.
Yeah. And people come from all over, not just the immediate Pittsburgh area, to view this because it's that important a historical site.
That's right. It is a National Historic Landmark, and it's known around the world as a significant North American archaeological site.
Well, pretty exciting, and I really appreciate you taking time to be with us on this first day of school for so many, a nice educational opportunity. And I know you have a busy schedule with people wanting to visit. Thank you both.
Oh, you're welcome. And I should point out that we have one more week of active archaeology going on here. So through Sunday, when visitors come, we're open Wednesday through Sunday. During those hours, they can watch excavation taking place here at the site.
And you can go to HeinzHistoryCenter.org/Meadowcroft to get additional information. Dr. Diane Bainan-Landers, and we appreciate David Schofield. Thank you both. Great stuff.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Today is the final day to nominate for Hometown Heroes. October 15th, we'll celebrate at Rivers Casino's Event Center. But today is the day. Go to kdkradio.com. If you know someone in your community who's been doing extraordinary things in this past year without looking for anything for themselves, we want to know about it. And we'll recognize five hometown heroes that night. And we'll be announcing shortly two Lifetime Achievement awardees who I think you'll know and appreciate. Right, Aaron? That's what you call a tease.
Right. Love it.
Aaron, your storm is out to the North Atlantic Sea. But there's another tropical depression forming, and the next storm name is Ferdinand. Tropical storm Ferdinand is expected to continue on a north-northeasterly path over the central Atlantic and not pose a threat to land once again.
Like moving away from Bermuda, right?
Yeah, right now, tropical storm Ferdinand is 360 miles east-northeast of Bermuda. That's correct, Paul. But the good news is, doesn't appear that it will pose threat to...
Another one meandering out over open water.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah. So, sigh of relief, because you heard of Aaron, and then... And that did cause some flooding damage with the tidal surge and rip currents along the eastern seaboard.
It's bad enough, right?
Yeah, the Outer Banks, one area, then also all the way up into New England, where we saw flooding, too, in parts of New Jersey and New York because of the storm system.
You know, I was watching, I was looking at a news feed this morning before I came in. Former Secretary of State Antony Blinken was on a beach, I think it was in the Hamptons somewhere, and the surf was real high, and they had to ask him and whoever he was hanging out with to clear out.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's how serious it was. That far north, the Hamptons. Wow.
Yeah, when you saw where the storm began. But that's Erin. She's no longer a factor to the mainland U.S.
But she's still a factor here.
In our nation. Yes, our Erin. Yes, every day we do whatever she says. Meanwhile, an update on what's going on in our nation's capital when it comes to the troops acting as the police. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Armed National Guard troops were spotted Sunday in Washington, D.C. A military official tells CBS News that some service members, likely fewer than 50, may carry their service weapons. And the Joint Task Force in D.C. adds that use of force would only be allowed as a last resort and in response to imminent death or bodily harm.
When we're ready, we'll go in.
The escalation comes as President Trump has threatened to deploy the National Guard to other major cities.
I think Chicago will be our next, and then we'll help with New York.
Prompting backlash over the weekend.
The city of Chicago does not need a military occupation. It would be, again, a clear, flagrant violation of the Constitution and federal laws.
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson points to a 13% drop in crime in the Windy City since last year, according to Chicago police statistics. The president also took aim at Maryland's Governor Wes Moore yesterday, posting on social media, "If Wes Moore needs help, I will send in the troops and quickly clean up the crime." Moore on CBS News Face the Nation.
While the president is spending his time from the Oval Office making jabs and attacks at us, there are people actually on the ground doing the work who know what supports would actually work to continue to bring down crime.
The president described Baltimore, Maryland's largest city, as crime-ridden, though Moore points to police data showing that crime there fell more than 20% since last year.
And on Sunday, without providing any evidence, President Trump accused the governor of fudging figures on crime, something he claims other Democrat-led states are doing too. The president also rejected an invitation from Governor Moore to visit Maryland and see the streets for himself.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn. So this may be rolled out to other cities, other states, with some people welcoming it, others saying it shouldn't happen. The problem is once you do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
And if crime goes down because of the presence of troops, then in order to sustain that, those troops have to stay. Because presumably if they leave, it would go back to the way it was in general. But we'll see what happens next. So it'll be a battle of constitutional law to some degree.
And political as well. I mean, you can hear that in the story. There's a back and forth that's entirely partisan.
Yes.
And along the lines of all the other partisan back and forth that we have going on.
Everything that anybody says at that level is partisan. It just is. And it's going to go back and forth.
I think the thing that some people are asking questions is why both sides can't discuss how serious the crime problems are in places like D.C. and Baltimore and Chicago, etc.
Chicago.
And then how to address it.
South Chicago, as I understand it, with the gun violence alone, is one of the worst places on earth. So,
yeah.
What are they doing there to address that for the people, the good people that live in those areas that are traumatized right. And terrorized every day?
If I were a resident in Chicago and I recognized the fact that we have a gun violence problem in our city, too many people being shot, especially young people, I would want the mayor to work with the president if he's offering extra help to try and you know, get a lid on it, at least for a little while.
You're talking about thousands and thousands of shootings in South Chicago a year. Mm. I don't know the exact statistic, but it is thousands and thousands of people wounded and thousands over the course of years have been killed. That's just one area of Chicago.
Over the weekends in Chicago, there'll be stories that will circulate on like Monday and Tuesday of the body count, the number of shootings and the number of people killed.
And you just, it's so common, you just say, oh, well, that's there. You know, like we try not to do in certain neighborhoods here, even in the region where gun violence overall has been down in the Pittsburgh area compared to past years.
And the other thing that happened in Washington, D.C. too, almost immediately was the clearing out of homeless camps. People were given very little notice. They were just told, listen, you can either choose to enter a shelter where we're going to provide for your needs, and also if you want addiction treatment, or you can go to jail. That I think that's basically the bare bones of it. And then they came in with the front loaders and started scooping up the tents and the other stuff and clearing it all out. They're gone.
So what happens when the troops go?
Good question.
Every Monday at this time of the Big K Morning Show, we check in with Brian Caranta, brought to you by Secure Money Advisors. Brian, hope you had a good weekend. Good morning.
Yes, great weekend, Larry. Good morning to you also.
I love this because it's usually I give you a pop quiz. It's the financial tip of the week, and I want to know about the rule of 72.
Yeah, that great question. A simple but powerful formula that can help predict how your money will grow. That's what the rule of 72 is all about. Let me take some time and explain this here, and I'll give you a little bit of history behind it. I think we'll give the listeners a little bit of a history lesson on some math here. But the rule of 72, believe it or not, was developed by a mathematician by the name of Luca Pacioli back in the late 1400s. And this rule, it helps us determine the number of years it will take to double an investment. So you simply divide 72 by the annual interest rate of your investment. So for example, if you had an 8% interest rate, you divide 72 by 8, which equals 9. So it will take about 9 years to double your investments.
Ah, believe it or not, I learned math on an abacus, and I think I get it. So
yeah.
that's a great way to look at it. So give us another practical example.
Let's say, so let's take it even further. So let's say your initial investment was $1,000, right? So at an 8% interest rate, according to the rule of 72, takes 9 years to double that money to $2,000. So if you continue to get 8% in another 9 years, it would double again to $4,000. And again, this is a simple yet effective way to see how your money can grow over time.
So it's not just for investments, but it can also apply to inflation.
Oh, good one, Lair. That's exactly right. It absolutely can apply to inflation. So you can work it the other way, too. So the rule of 72 can also show how long it will take for the value of your money to be halved due to inflation. So a more simple way of saying that is, how long is it going to take me to lose my purchasing power or half my purchasing power? So for example, if the inflation rate is 4%, dividing 72 by 4 gives us 18. This means in 18 years, your money's purchasing power is going to be cut in half.
Ouch.
Now, yeah, ouch is right. And this is why planning is so important, because what we're really talking about here is your money purchasing power eroding over time, a little bit over time. You know, in this case, 4% inflation rate. Every year that the purchasing power is going to erode a little bit. And we can still look, I mean, even though they're saying the inflation numbers are coming down, the overall inflation, you know, is still, you know, people are still feeling the impact at the grocery stores, the gas stations, and everywhere they go when they buy things. So, but these are insightful little rules that you can use to kind of just help gain some clarity around what you're doing.
So let me get this straight. So you have the rule of 72 that figures out when you're doubling your money, but then you can utilize that to figure out what the inflation rate, so that there's a net result, which is what you really need to look at, which is why you got to sit down with you to figure it out.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've got very powerful spreadsheets that we use to help people go through this planning process. And it is a great tool for planning. And by understanding how quickly your investments can grow or how inflation can erode your savings, you can make a more informed decision about retirement planning. So if anyone out there would like Secure Money Advisors to check the performance of their investments or to help them see if they are on the right track, if they're going to have enough money to retire, or if they're going to be able to stay retired, that's the other big thing, Larry, is, you know, retiring is pretty easy. You know, you set the date and you retire. The bigger heavy lifting that needs to be done is, how long are you going to be able to stay retired if you need to take money out of the investments that you've accumulated while you're working?
Great information as always. The rule of 72, right track, pittsburgh.com. You can click there and schedule up a meeting with Brian. Love this stuff, Brian. Here we go.
Yes, here we go. I'll see you again next week, Larry.
People injured, most of them junior high football players, after Saturday's bus accident.
We're not preparing for the worst. So right now, we're preparing for the best. You know, make sure we're offering them help and assistance and anything they need. And
it's been quite a journey since Saturday morning. That's Aliquippa Mayor Dwan Walker. And we'll continue to follow the story as one person apparently still in critical condition.
After decades of effort, SEIU is organizing nurses at UPMC Hospital, McGee Women's in Oakland.
Yeah, this is really, is it too strong to say revolutionary?
Well, they've tried for decades to organize at least one UPMC facility, and this is the first.
And the thought process is, if they got this far, they may be others.
The vote was, by the way, 57% in favor, 43% did not approve. And it's four wins in a row for the Buccos.
The Pirates earn a three-game series sweep of the Colorado Rockies with a 4-0 victory Sunday afternoon at PNC Park. Paul Skeens with seven shutout innings. He walked none and struck out seven en route to the victory.
That is the voice of Joe Block. And one of the shocking statistics is the Pirates lead the major leagues in shutouts with 16. The next nearest are the Detroit Tigers with 14, and they're one of the top teams in the league.
You know, Tommy Pham said not too many days ago, Larry, that he thought that this was a playoff-caliber pitching squad, that the pitching in Pittsburgh is playoff-caliber. And, well, that stat backs up what he's saying, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the takeaway. We'll also check in right after the news at 9 with our Odyssey Sports Director, Jeff Hathorne. Tomorrow is NFL cutdown day, so the teams have to get to their 53-man roster and announce their injuries and also their practice squad team members.
And the big question is, Larry, what about the quarterback situation?
Who gets the axe? We'll see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.